Now they're hers, huh?
One's a super saint. So my experience, what's tricky about this stuff for people has not been so much the integrals. Once they get to the actual integral, they're usually okay doing this stuff. And sometimes people have some trouble, but where usually people have the most trouble is properly setting up the integral, because you're given something like this. And then you need to turn it into something more like this. Right? It's implementing this idea of, okay, we slice it vertically or horizontally. In this case, I sliced it vertically and figuring out, okay, what are the possible x-coordinates at which we could slice? In this case, from 0 to 5. And then for each slice, what are the range of y-coordinates? In this case, from 0 to 5 minus x. That's where I usually see people having trouble, is properly setting up these four limits, so the 0 and the 5 for x, the 0 and the 5 minus x for y. Another example, give you some more practice with that, and we're going to do some more of this stuff tomorrow as well. So now here's a question: imagine trying to balance something on your finger, right? Yeah, a little tricky. Huh? Yeah. All right. So you can ask a question like, if I have some piece of paper or a piece of cardboard to make it rigid, and it's a certain shape. At what point does it balance, right? The technical term for it is, where's the center of mass? Which I'm not finding on this thing. It's somewhere there. Okay, so here's one. Let H be a hemisphere, okay? Not a hemisphere, a semicircle or a half disc, okay? Let's say it's an upper semicircle, or the interior of an upper semicircle. And let's put the origin there. And then let's say the radius is 3. So y is non-negative. And x squared plus y squared is less than or equal to 3 squared. This is an h. Okay. Where is the center of mass? If you want to get technical, we're assuming what's called uniform density, right? Which means basically a square centimeter of cardboard over here
weighs the same much as a square centimeter of cardboard here, as here, right? So if you take a little piece of the same area from any place, they all have the same weight.
Maybe tomorrow we could talk about the case with variable density. Okay, so there's an easy part to it. People write cm for center of mass, not centimeters. So you could probably guess that the x-coordinate for the center of mass is going to be zero just by symmetry. Okay, but there's something more interesting to be found. Okay, so how do we get the y-coordinate center of mass? What you need is the average y-coordinate. So just the average of y on h. So how do we get that? We take the integral of y. Just think of the function where for any point x comma y is input, the output is just y. And we have to divide by the area. Now, you probably already know the area. Right? It's a semicircle. So it's 1/2 times pi times 3 squared, right? Pi r squared is the area, but we only have half of it, so okay. So I won't make you go through the calculus for that part, right? We already have that done. Without calculus, we know a more basic formula. Okay. So the interesting part is doing this integral of the y-coordinate. So this time, let's slice. There's two ways to do it. We can slice vertically or we can slice horizontally. I sliced vertically that time. This time, let's slice horizontally. Okay.
This marker is a little fine. Well, it's not the time I want colors. All right.
So let's imagine. This time we slice horizontally. So imagine you make a slice like this. Okay. So this is a slice at some y-coordinate. It has some thickness dy. Okay. Now, when you make this slice, where is your minimum x and where is your maximum x? Right? What is the range of x values here? Right? We make a slice, and within the slice, y is a constant. Right? It's going along at the same height here. But the x-coordinate, our left and right position, varies. Right? So what's the least and greatest value of x here? You have to use the equation there. Okay? X squared is less than or equal to 3 squared minus y squared. A square root of both sides says then that the absolute value of x is less than or equal to 3 squared minus y squared. Okay, so this is saying the distance from x to 0 is at most this square root here. So you either get the negative square root at one extreme, and then at the other extreme, you get that positive square root. Okay. So that's the answer to what is the range of x values. It goes from negative square root 9 minus x squared to positive square root 9 minus x squared. So that answers that. Okay, so when we integrate along this horizontal slice, y will be a constant, and x will range between these two values. And what happens when you have one little piece of this thing, maybe one little piece here, right? That little piece will be a little dx, right? And what we're going to integrate, what are we adding up? We're adding up a bunch of y times dAs, right? dA is the area of a little rectangle. And the area of that little rectangle is y times dx times dy. We want that. So when we do the inner integral, we're going to be just going along y goes from, well, it's just, and that y is going to be a constant. And we're integrating that times dx as we go along this slice. So we'll do that inner integral, then we'll multiply by dy, and then we'll integrate all those. So the other thing you need to know is, let's see, what is the range of y values, right? Well, that's pretty easy from the geometry. At the bottom, we're at y equals 0, right? That's from, just part of the definition here, right? Y is greater than or equal to 0. And you probably know where the top is, right? What's the maximum y value which we can make a slice?
3,
yeah. It's a semicircle. The radius is 3, so the center's at the origin, so you can go up only as high as 3. Okay. We can put all this together now. So the integral over this half disk of y times dA using horizontal slicing is, okay, y goes from 0 to 3, and then we're going to have dy, right, that's the thickness of each of our horizontal slices, times the integral for this slice. So now we integrate the y times dx. And the x ranges from negative 3 squared minus y squared to positive 3 squared minus y squared. Now, in this inner integral here, when you're going along this horizontal slice, your y is a constant. Okay. So if you want, you could just factor the y out, take it to the outer integral, and now I have to erase some stuff. Okay, so. is a constant that I pull out of the inner integral. And, dx from here to here is just going to be x at these two values. The antiderivative of 1 is x. We have y times dy times this. So you'll have square root of 9 minus y squared minus the negative square root of 9 minus y squared. So that's going to be 2. Square root 9 minus y squared. Okay. Again, you can do this integral with a u substitution. Also have your calculator do it. I'll go ahead and do it manually this time. Okay. Not that bad. Okay. So change the limits. Make the appropriate substitutions. Now, in terms of the u limits, it looks like that. We can flip the order of integration by multiplying by negative 1. So this becomes u to the 1/2 du. That's just the square root is a fractional power. The 2 and the 1/2 cancel. So this will equal u to the 3/2, divided by 3/2, right? That's the power rule for antiderivatives. Plug in 9 and 0. You get nothing at 0, so it's just 9 to the 3/2 divided by 3/2. I guess we write that like this. It's a 3/2 power, so 1 1/2 powers of 9. So 9 times a half power of 9 is 9 times 3. Built. So 2/3 times 9 times 3, so 18. Okay. So the center of mass's y-coordinate is going to be the ratio where we integrated y times little rectangles areas, and then we have to divide by the sum of all those rectangles areas. So it's just that integral of y that we did, 18, divided by the area, which we got here, just using geometry. Okay, so 4 over pi, I think. So the center of mass of our semicircle of radius 3 has x-coordinate 0, but just by the symmetry of it. And the y-coordinate is about, well, 4 over pi is, I guess, about 1.3. So it's not at 1.5. It's not halfway up to the top. The reason it's not halfway up to the top is because the semicircle is wider on the bottom half, right? So there's more weight on the bottom half. You can't balance it at y equals 1.5 because there'd be more weight on the bottom half. You need to have it more like y equals 1.3 to have it balanced. So the center of mass equals a 0 in the x-coordinate and 4 over pi in the y-coordinate, so about 0 and 1.3.
Questions or comments?
One more time, why that this double integral of 1 dx? Why was it one, sir?
Well, sure. So we're integrating. Just think of it as dA, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's. So you're just adding up a bunch of little rectangles, right? And they're supposed to add up to the whole hemisphere, right? Yeah. So you're just literally adding up all the areas. That's all you're doing. And so if you want, you could think of this formula as being a way you could prove the pi r squared formula for the area of a circle, right? You could do the double integral here that we just did, but with a 1 in there instead of a y. And if you do that, you'll find that you can't make a nice u substitution like this, because instead of a y dy, you'll just have dy. You have to do a trig substitution, and then that's where a pi will come out. Right? So you can actually do this integral even if you don't know the pi r squared formula. But you know trig substitutions by some strange sequence of events. Right? You're just adding up the area. Good question. Other questions? Okay. Well, let's see here. I can give you some other shape you can find the center of mass of, right? Again, we're going to assume uniform density, so it's a nice uniform thickness of cardboard or aluminum sheet or whatever. Plot that, you have a rightward opening parabola like this. Make it a little wider. And then you also have a line on the other side. So your region is what's in between. You can decide whether horizontal slicing or vertical slicing is more advantageous. Okay. If you have any old homework or tests you didn't get back, they're probably in this folder, so you can come up and ask me for them. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be in my office the rest of the afternoon.